Well, what isn't the new covenant? What it isn't. It isn't just going to the altar at the invitation and just raising your hand, giving assent only, with no one looking around, nor any open confession. This is an opposition to that we confess with our mouth and with our lives. Romans 10, verse 9. So they say, just come up to the altar, no one look. Now don't go looking, because you'll embarrass this person. They were a sinner. Well, they need to confess that they were a sinner, that they were a sun worshiper. Do we wish to wander off in the desert for another 40 years and come up a couple of days short of it? Jeremiah 7:22 begins. What did he tell them? For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. So he did not command them about burnt offerings or sacrifices, which is the subject of the book of Galatians in the New Testament. Jeremiah 7:23, but this thing I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your master, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walked in the counsels and the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Jeremiah 7:22-24. And then we could make up our own thing in there. The Protestant way would be, well, they couldn't keep the law, and so he decided to just do away with the thing, because it was too hard to keep anyway. And I've heard Christian radio stations write in their station ID say it was too hard to keep. And so he did away with the law and just gave us Jesus. We can just trust in him, whatever that is, whatever just trusting in Jesus is, without any outward action whatsoever, no change in our behavior. Now, well, of course, Brother Aber, they didn't mean that there wouldn't be any change. Well, what kind of change would there be then? Would I give up dancing, smoking, and drinking? Did I forget the other one? And swearing, yeah. Would I just give up those four things and then start helping little old ladies across the street, and then everything would be fine? No, there's more to it than that, but it's not that much more. Let us go forward to Yahweh in the Spirit, in faith, and walk, or Halakha, walk in His Word, putting on the full armor of Yahweh, Galatians chapter 6. And putting on the full armor of Yahweh, we can read that in Galatians 6, keep all His Torah, praise Yahweh, being enabled by His Ruach HaKadosh. That's the Spirit of Yahweh, that we read about in 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, and in Acts chapter 2, the Ruach HaKadosh. Not Ruach HaKodesh. Kodesh refers to things and to people and things that are not Yahweh, but Kadosh particularly refers to the mighty head, the Messiah, Yahweh himself. So we give him most respect, not Kodesh, but Kadosh. Romans 11:26, probably you, and so all the Hebrews shall be delivered, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away the Torah breaking from Yaakov. He shall turn away those Torah breaking people from Yaakov, from all of the Hebrew people, all Jacob, all Yaakov. Read Isaiah 45:17. And Hebrews 8:10 concerning the future blessings of the Hebrews. Let's read that real quickly here for somebody who may not even have a scripture. Maybe it's been taken away from her or him in jail, maybe in America, huh? 45:17. But Israel, it says, but Hebrews shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed, nor confounded, world without end. But thus saith Yahweh, that created the heavens, Yahweh himself, that formed the earth and made it. He has established it, he created it, not in vain. And he formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. That was out of Isaiah 45. Legalism, Psalm 19. The commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. Bondage, Psalm 19. The feasts are right, the statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. No, they're bondage. No, the judgments are true and righteous altogether. That's in Psalm 19. Oh, yes, altogether, all those judgments, all those feast days, all that about the bird's nest and that I mentioned in earlier file here, the righteous altogether, all about the wearing of the fringes, that is important. Now, the length of it is maybe not important. Okay, and the beards for men, the laws about the wearing of beards for religious reasons, by the way, is found at www.giveshare.org. Look for the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And then it goes in a little more depth on the numbers there that you look up. See scheduling and practices, including beards. And the bottom line is the burden of proof is on the employer concerning undue hardship. Is it a hardship for him, for you to, men, to have a beard? Does it mean he has to hire a replacement person to fill in for you? And that is known as reasonable accommodation. And this also has to do with, of course, whether or not you keep the Sabbath, or actually Sunday, or any other day, if that's your special day. But this, that the law was created for that. The Civil Rights Act of 1964. The employer must choose what least disadvantages you, including the extra costs. Now, I've never demanded with any employer that they follow that law. Thanks for joining us again. Hallelujah.